Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Finkley. Let's begin. Episode 77. Ascension equals low vibrational work plus high vibrational work. I like to make a specific episode about this so that people understand, especially people who are sort of they're entering spirituality from the window of law of attraction, and they're sort of new to ascension, like they may be somebody who is studying law of attraction and then had a spiritual awakening, or they may have had a spiritual awakening and their first stop might have been law of attraction. And it's not a bad stop, because law of attraction is real. It's just, you know, such a small part of the picture, especially when it comes to ascension. But the point of it is that people who kind of study law of attraction then wind up being, you know, if you don't really fully understand what's happening with ascension, then you can become fearful of your lower vibrational emotions, and that makes, you know, doing the work of ascension and emotional integration, it makes it really difficult, because you're trying to repress, you become fearful and you try to repress your negative emotions. But ascension requires that you surrender and feel over and over again, which requires deeply and fully feeling all of your emotions, you know, surrendering so deeply that your body is able to express itself, you know, which is going to be a lot of, generally speaking, it's mostly grief, hurt, loss, and sadness. That's a lot of what really needs to get integrated. You know, there's rage and anxiety, fear as well, but it's mostly the grief, the deep hurt and the deep loss, the deep abandonment, that type of stuff. That's where most integration happens. But the thing is that, you know, you really need to get good at doing both, you know, really reaching for those high vibrations. But when that low density, when vibrational acceleration, also known as ascension, pushes your suppressed emotion to the surface, then you need to get good at surrendering into it to fully feel it, and allow the body to cry or shake with fear, or, you know, greed, to really bawl your head off, to sob, whatever it is. You need to allow that, you know, because that density has to come out of the body. So ascension is really, you know, one way of looking at it, it's really the art of feeling into the low vibrations and then feeling into the high vibrations. So, you know, you get good at doing both, but really you're moving from mentalizing, from thinking to feeling. That's really what ascension is all about. And then getting really super good at feeling, to the point where you can just surrender on command and just allow, if a pocket comes up, a bit of grief, you can just allow it to burn through. And then after that, after you're balanced out, then you move into the high vibrations and you feel the bliss of being, and you feel your timeline, your ideal life, as if it's already manifested, right? So it's this kind of back and forth between the two states of being, tied together with the art of feeling. You know, felt resonance, the art of feeling, right? And not being scared of whichever way you need to, you know, whatever vibration you need to go into to do the work, whether it's low vibration or whether it's high vibration. So ascension is both. It's low vibrational work of feeling and surrendering and feeling, and it's high vibrational work of feeling and releasing, feeling and sort of trusting, feeling and letting go, feeling and having faith, right? So that's it. It's just kind of a short episode, but it's a worthy episode in that it's more of a just a reminder for some and kind of a wake-up call for others that there is no bad emotion and there's no bad vibration, you know, because all of it comes into the spectrum of the work when you are on your ascension track. All right, so that'll do it for that episode. As always, if you're interested in consulting, or you want to, you know, have a workshop, corporate workshop or consulting, coaching, head on over to ChristopherPinkley.com. In the meantime, take good care, and we'll talk to you soon.